Luciano Pavarotti died September 6, 2007. Did that shake the opera world at all?
I think by the time Pavarotti died, he was no longer that active in the opera world. I think that Pavarotti's death might symbolize for some people the idea of an old model of an opera singer. Pavarotti not having been a particularly good actor, the big fat man with a beautiful voice standing up there. And now, of course, the paradigm is that we have young, beautiful opera singers who are good actors. This image, which I read all over the place, is actually fundamentally untrue. There were plenty of attractive singers who were very good actors long before Pavarotti's time. I think Pavarotti's actual significance in the opera world had almost been forgotten by the time he died, and that he was a real pioneer in the way he reached audiences and reached out to audiences, and was quite, he was seen as shocking for doing things that today singers do as a matter of course. The stadium concerts, TV commercials, appearances in glossy magazines, those are kind of par for the course now. And Pavarotti kind of brought the glamour back into a world that had been increasingly elitist. Unfortunately, he also helped to found the genre of so-called crossover, which basically means people who aren't quite opera singers singing operatic-like music in large venues.
Kind of a tangential thing with Pavarotti is that since the rise of the three tenors in the 80s and 90s, it seems like we're always, you know, on the lookout for the next big tenor. And I'm wondering what you think of the story of Rolando Villazon, who came to rise in the past 10 years, but then made a recent precipitous drop.
I think the tragedy, the expectation of a three tenors type success is that you see these hothouse careers where the next big tenor comes along, is madly hyped for a couple of years, and can't live up to it, whether because he doesn't really have the goods or because, as in Villazon's case, he has a wonderful, exciting talent but simply sings his voice completely ragged to a point that's led him to multiple surgeries and months off. And I think there's a rumor that always coming back again. I think the public, through this, has come to get a little less attached to its big stars. One of the things about the three tenors phenomenon was that all of those artists had 30 years of solid stage experience by the time they became the three tenors, so they really knew what they were doing with their voices. And now you see people going straight to the stadiums before they've even really established their vocal profile or artistic profile.